What's up, Creamers?
Creamer.
It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm here with my co-host, Samuel Daddy.
Hello. What seems to be is always better than nothing.
And we're going to talk to Turkey Leg Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
That's the one way that you can be sure that they won't hurt you, because nobody will hurt their friends.
Ads everywhere are ads. And the ads say long-haired freaky people need not apply. That's right, we're going to add ads to WWE products, wrestlers, you name it, because we think that they don't have enough ads. A legendary tough guy is reaching into us and grabbing us hard to control us to do poems. We are doing the Haku Haikus. If this whole beach was completely covered in dicks and somebody said I had to eat every dick until the beach was clean for liberty, I would say no problemo, the John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2026, the year of super kicks? And as always, we leave a little Happy Meal sized amount of room for cream. All that on this episode of Sammy Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, first of all, welcome back, Creamers.
All right. Yes.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
Have you watched any wrestling in the past week?
Yeah, I watched the normal stuff. So Monday Night Raw. That's what that means. WrestleMania, you weren't here for that.
No, but I did hear your
you were off that week.
Stuff like that. And you weren't a big fan of the first night, but you did like the second night, right?
You do listen to the show. I knew it. Yeah, pretty much. I think that was what I heard from most people as well.
Yeah, that seemed like it was the general consensus.
So, it wasn't anything crazy. But the couple things that were good, I thought were really good. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. That's what I said. You get it. You get what I'm saying.
Reamer.
I don't know. I hate
but cars. I watched... You ever see those clips on social media of some sort of silly wrestling, comedic wrestling, something wild, and it's got like Evil Uno...
Oh, mystery wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay, so you're familiar? So
yes.
I always see the clips, and I finally realize that they just have a bunch of episodes up on YouTube for free.
I watched one of those a couple days ago. But I've always wanted to go and watch it, but then I just don't get around to it, because they're hilarious.
Yeah, it's fun. It just seems like everybody's having fun. And it's a mystery. I didn't know that. Yeah. It was like the whole hook. I figured it was something, but...
Right. Yeah,
honestly,
and it always has like a different wrestler on the side of them talking, like doing the... Are they doing commentary or are they watching and doing post-commentary?
They're doing commentary.
Okay, that's even better.
And...
I think Greg would fit on that show.
Absolutely. Commentary or...
Like the circus freak he is with that little hand.
Oh, see, I wasn't saying that. I was saying because of his wrestling ability.
And his broken penis.
They could do an angle with that, I'm sure.
Oh, he's got an angle.
There we go. All right, that was a... But yeah, so that was cool. I watched that. I think the first match, that's what I was going to say. I think the first match is like four people come out in like druids, like the Undertaker's druids. Remember those?
Yes, yes.
So they look like that. And then they unveil themselves before the match. Like that's how you find out who's wrestling in the match.
Oh, that's super cool.
It's just different.
I didn't know that was like that.
I think that's, I don't know if they said every match.
When you were saying
I jumped around,
mystery,
but then I watched the first one.
I had no clue what you were talking about. I was like, understand.
And they like, I don't think they like announce a card or anything.
That's fun.
I don't know. I have to look into it more.
Yeah.
Either way, I watched some of that and it was fun.
I don't know if Greg likes Evil Uno though.
Well,
I think he's told me before that like he doesn't like some indie shows that he was going to be booked on. He just asks for a crazy amount. Because he's in AEW and stuff. I don't know what that would affect.
We're gonna have Evil Uno on the show, so he can dispute this. No,
I'd love to have that guy on there. I mean, he would let us do mystery wrestling if he became our friend.
Yeah, we could sponsor it maybe.
Foreshadowing. Rano Two Legs probably knows his ass. Maybe he'll hook us up.
He knows everybody.
He sent me this earlier. You remember how he had a podcast called Pod Van Dam?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, all I need to say is just end with Pod Van Dam. Say whatever you want, but Pod Van Dam.
Ladies and gentlemen, just in case you are deaf, dumb, blind, stupid, or since you're listening to this podcast, let's just assume poor. My name is Maxwell Jacob Friedman, and you are listening to Pod Van Dam.
Thanks, brother.
So he says he told me he has a bunch of, he said, I have all these people from television have voice notes on my phone or some shit like that.
Well, tell him to call him back.
I know.
And have him say Wrestle Cream instead.
Right. Pod Van Damme doesn't even exist anymore, for crying out loud.
I know. Can you believe it?
I never heard it.
It's been 28 years.
I mean, it's definitely one of the best names.
Is that what it is? I don't know.
But I feel like you have to specifically talk about Rob Van Dam.
No, you just have to lead with it.
Oh, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
Like, you could be like, today I watched a guy kick another guy in the chest. That's very Rob Van Dam-ish. And then you can transition Damage. To whoever that guy was.
Rob Van Dam it. Yep.
So for me,
you have a bunch of tell me since you weren't here.
That's true. I watched Dynasty. I don't think I've talked to you since then.
No.
Wait, I have.
Maybe.
I don't know. Well, I watched it, and then I watched Dynamite.
I can't remember.
Last week, because I was there. It was important.
You were there.
The city that I live in.
How was it?
It was a good show, but it was a long day because I was moving all day. I took the day off from work. Me and my wife were moving stuff from the one apartment to the other. We moved apartments. And if you creamers were wondering at home why.
Why?
A couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, maybe a little more. I don't remember.
Mice?
No. Ronald Two Legs and Derek Dillinger traveled from Cleveland, the city that you live in, all the way to Portland, Oregon. To confront me. And then I found out that that's actually very easy to find me on the internet and to find where I live. So I'm just going to keep moving from different apartment to different apartment just so that nobody can find me again.
Well, that's a good idea and the only logical conclusion.
Right. So we were moving all day. And then, like, right when we were done, it was time to go to the bus stop to take the public transportation to AW Dynamite.
You drive a bus in Portland?
Well, I have retired at this point, but I was a bus driver. Yeah. No, it was like the Veterans Coliseum or something like that, right?
Yes, of course.
And
world famous.
It's not like going to the fucking, the Cleveland State
Wolstein Center?
Yeah, it's not like the Wolstein Center where you just go there and it's just the Wolstein Center. You go there and then it's Moda Arena or whatever, where the fucking Trailblazers play. But it's like walking onto a college campus and there's different arenas.
That's
and so I was like, which
That's
one's
wild.
The one we're supposed to go to?
The one to the right?
It was the one to the left.
Damn.
You're close. You only had a 50-50 shot.
That's why I didn't make it.
Yeah, so we were exhausted and so we didn't stay for Collision. But we did have a goddamn good time, man. My wife had
that's all that matters.
It's funny because, so like, you could see us in the crowd. I'm going to put the pictures up on the show now.
Right now.
What you're seeing is me and my wife watching the main event of this pay-per-view. And then you're seeing her laugh, have a good time. And then all of a sudden, Tommaso Ciampa is bleeding. And my wife's face no longer is having fun.
She don't like that no more.
And then you don't see my wife anymore because she went out in the hallway and waited for the show to end because she just cannot stand seeing blood like that.
Well,
it doesn't even. I don't think the blood spot even made sense. Darby Owen did a flying crossbody, and then he was bleeding
so hard.
You do a heavy.
He hit him so hard.
I guess it was bizarre
to
beat him.
Whiplash.
Oh, I forgot about Whiplash.
Whiplash.
Son of a gun. But it was a great time.
But it was a good show overall.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, good. Good guys won, bad guys lost.
They had a story from the beginning to end like they normally do, like these days. You know, MJF comes out, he's like, blah, 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 blah. My wife was like, I can't take this guy seriously. How's he supposed to be intimidating when he's wearing a jacket, a scarf, and then I can see his ass? And I was like, that's just what wrestling is.
That's part of their deal. Sorry.
Yes.
Well, that's what it's supposed to. Yeah. That's what we.
That's what we watch for.
This empire was built on.
Right, dude. But it was a great time. And then, I watched Collision, and then I was listening to the Wrestling Observer, I don't know, maybe Sunday or Monday or something, and they were talking about how Stardom just had their biggest show of the year, and I think it had eight, like, not their biggest show, like, their biggest event, but, like, their largest gate.
Oh, okay.
And it was like 8,000 people.
I feel like
that's
a lot.
I was like, "Oh shit, I want to watch that." So I went on Stardom World. I didn't sign back up or anything like that. You could still like look and see what they have. The event was not even on there.
Why?
I looked high and low. I looked through every peak. I looked through every valley, and I did not find that goddamn show. I have no idea.
Was it on New Japan World?
No, it wouldn't be. If it was, then I would be very happy. I'd be a very happy boy.
Look on there.
All right. You know what? I'm going to look on there.
There you go. Problem solved.
Damn, dude. See, this is what happens when
we
I haven't
did it.
Seen you.
I know.
I get lost.
It's been so long. Last time I saw you, we were live, I think.
That's right. That's true. It was.
Yeah, so I haven't seen you on tape delay in 2-3 weeks.
Tomorrow at 1 p.m. here, 4 p.m. there. I'm all going to get my beard trimmed and my hair, cut and cleaned up and stuff.
Why?
And this place. Do you ever watch Bob's Burgers?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
You know how, like, in the intro, there's always a new business next door to Bob's mm-hmm. Burgers, and it's got some pun name?
Yeah.
I love that. This place where I'm getting my hair cut could be one of those failing businesses that's next to Bob's Burgers. It's called Herodactyl.
Herodactyl?
Mm-hmm.
Why would that be failing?
Well, it wouldn't be failing, but it would just fit in name-wise.
Oh, yeah, but stick around.
I hope they don't fail because...
No, I thought you were... No, I get you now.
I would never insult Herodactyl. Herodactyl, if you're watching, I love
Herodactyl.
Yes. It's right around the corner.
Shout out Herodactyl.
Herodactyl.
I've never heard that one before.
Wrestle Cream is brought to you by Herodactyl.
No, it's not.
That's right.
I just never heard that one before. I feel like that's a bold choice.
It's a great choice, though.
Because you know they want... No, I'm not mad. No, I'm just shocked that they... for a business.
Right. Yeah, there's like... it's a lot of interesting stuff. This new neighborhood we live in, I like a lot better than the other one. Sullivan's Gulch, the neighborhood that we lived in previously,
mm-hmm.
it was like we were kind of tucked away from the world. You know what I mean?
And yeah, it's a secret level and like...
Depressing. Yeah, it was like... Yeah, exactly.
Crash Bandicoot.
And now we live on one of the main streets.
Sullivan's Gulch. Yeah, what street do you live on now?
It's called Southeast Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard, but they're probably going to change the name because it turns out he's a no good.
Oh.
But everybody was already, apparently, like, I don't know because I'm new here, but like, people call the queue the Gund or the mm-hmm. fucking Rockland Mortgage Fieldhouse the Gund.
Sure.
In that kind of way, people still refer to this street as Southeast 39th. So I'm sure they'll just change it back to that.
What's your address and apartment number?
My address...
Nah, I'm just kidding.
...is...
You don't want people to find... Oh, I can't believe you said that.
Apartment...
all right, well...
Yeah.
You're moving again anyway.
And this apartment's nice, you know, we got a cool view of outside. Exactly. I was thinking about putting the podcast stuff in the living room so that you could see the goings-on outside.
The whole thing?
Like one of those talk shows, you know?
Where that would be cool if you got a good shot. Yeah.
It's a great... It's good to look out there. But I do feel like people definitely see me looking out there. I start videoing people up here, sending them to my brother, saying, look at this guy.
Look at this guy. And you do the commentary. You do your own commentary over it.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good.
It would be insane.
Narrate. Maybe I should say narrate.
It would be insane not to. But...
Yeah, you don't want to look bad... Taking videos of people out your window.
Exactly. They need to know that this is not...
Yeah, it's got to be fair. This is no amateur act.
Making fun of them. Yeah. But it was interesting. There's a park nearby called Laurelhurst Park. It's ginormous. Yeah. I walked there the other day just to see what it's all about. You walk in. There's a playground over here. Oh, that's cool. There's a playground. You keep walking. Then there's a big wall. A dude's playing tennis with himself. Oh, that's neat. You keep
walking. With a
wall? Yeah, you keep walking. There's a skate park and a bunch of kids skateboarding. If you keep walking, and there's a fucking big blue lake. There's like a million people at this park. It was pretty cool. But on the way to the park, in the street, like not in the street, but on the sidewalk that I was walking on, there's like a bunch of food carts. Like it's a very alive neighborhood now that we're in, and I'm happy about it.
You're in. You love it. We did it.
I love you're in.
Well, that's what we were getting at. Well, good. That makes me very happy to hear.
Thank you, man.
Because I knew you were moving, but. It's not, you're moving on up.
It really, truly is.
To the East Street.
We are Southeast Portland. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. But do you want to get to this ad game? Before we do that, though, get to the ad read.
There's a lot of ads.
That's right. We're just like WrestleMania.
I didn't think there'd be math. yeah. We didn't even talk about that. You heard all the bad stuff, I bet.
Well, before, yes, I did. I was listening to a person do a live reaction to the show. So, like, I heard, okay. Like, I could hear the WrestleMania. But like,
what the fuck's going on? Yeah.
But I just wanted to hear if Paige was going to be the partner. You know what I mean?
She was.
I know. I remember. She was like, hey.
Big surprise return.
She's like, I'm back in it.
Well, I guess it wasn't a surprise, but still. Got the reaction of a surprise.
I know, dude. My buddy that only watches WWE... I love the dude, but he I don't know. As a wrestling fan, I just despise him. He just will not watch any. He like I said, he only thinks WWE is good, and he doesn't watch anything else because it's not WWE. He feels like it's cheating on WWE. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, you know, everybody's coming home, and I was like, okay,
they're coming home.
And then he was like,
they're coming home.
I heard Dean Ambrose is coming back soon, and I was just like. Are you rage baiting me?
Yeah, I think he's trying to piss me off. That's what I assumed.
Right.
I don't even know who we're talking about.
He's being genuine. He just doesn't like. There's like a sector of people who only are WWE fans that really think that like one of these one of these upcoming PLEs, Dean Ambrose is going to make his return.
Yep.
It's just like, oh my god, you don't understand contracts. You don't understand anything. Okay.
That's funny. I'm sure it came up on his Facebook or something.
I'm sure.
You know what I mean?
Again, he's not a bad person. I love the little guy. You know, it's just...
Yeah, but...
I'm just like, David, I'm going to fucking
kill you. Oh, you said his name.
I made him a fake name. I'm going to kill you. God damn it. David Rodriguez, I'm going to come to your home.
That's probably his real name.
Hound you.
Because he...
With my fists. Anyway.
No.
Before we get to the ad read... The ad game, we should probably do our haikus.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you.
You still like the haikus?
I do. I actually, so Creamers, you're supposed to start at 6 p.m., 9 p.m., you know what I mean? 6 p.m. P, 9 p.m. A, and or E, I should say. And
I don't know anymore.
What happened is I told Sammy Daddy, hold on a minute, I'm doing something. And that thing was writing my haiku.
Oh, that's how much you love it.
Yeah, but I thought if I already got on the video call with you, I'd be too distracted to write a poem that rhymes.
I can be distracting.
Well, I have ADHD. I just got my medication back today. I was like a whole
did it.
Because my therapist fucked it all up. And my wife was like, you really need to get back on your medication. It was hard. Yeah. It's hard to like unpack and put stuff away when you have ADHD and you're like not medicated anymore because it's so boring and I don't give a fuck where anything goes. I'm just like,
well, your setup is nice.
Give a shit. Well, other than this
you look nice right there.
This is basically all I did. I don't know if you've noticed, this is back.
Look at that, a throwback.
That's right. I threw the rest in the garbage.
Well, yeah, that's where it should have been.
That's right. But would you like to go first, or would you like?
Yeah, I think I should always go first because yours rhyme.
Okay.
And I just don't. I do it, and then I go fuck. I want to rhyme, and then I'm like, no, I'm already sold on this idea.
That's fair.
Anyway, mine. My haiku goes, she is so spooky, evil and elegant talk, no mystery here.
Okay. That does not help me at all figuring out what your match of the week is.
No, you'll never ever guess it in a million. You couldn't.
Great haiku.
Thanks.
Beautiful. It was like Edgar Allan Poe wrote it for us. Very dark.
Yes.
Mine is
Did he do haikus?
He was a big haiku boy. Look it up, he actually, the haikus are named after him. His middle name is Alan Haiku.
Wait, what?
My haiku is...
Yeah, give it to me.
Bruised dreams, battered frames. He drank every ounce of pain. Bones won't be the same.
Bones won't be the same is cool. That's like a cool line.
Thanks, man.
The whole thing was very good, but...
Ah, oh, Sammy Daddy.
That's, you know, haiku.
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 Mm-hmm.
Get him, haiku, haiku.
A reading, an ad that goes like this. All right, hey. Don't touch that dial. Don't skip. This one's got weight on it. This episode of Wrestle Cream is brought to you by Denton, Griggs, and Pyle. Sammy Daddy here. We've been told to read this carefully. If you or someone you love use the shoe cycler, and notice anything unusual, you need to listen. Not quirky unusual. Not, haha, that's weird. I mean, wrong. We're talking about shoes that come back heavier than they should be. Shoes that leave prints when you're not walking. Shoes that resist being taken off. One guy said his laces kept tying themselves. Not knots, decisions. Another person said their shoes started showing up in rooms they hadn't been in yet. That's not a manufacturing error. That's not user error. That is something otherworldly and you need help. Denton, Griggs, and Pyle are currently investigating claims related to the shoe cycler injuries, product defects, situations where something entered the process and didn't leave. They're offering free consultations. No cost if they take your case. If they don't, that'll be 600 boner-inos. And listen, this part's important. If your shoes feel warm when they shouldn't be, if they've positioned differently than how you left them, if you catch yourself apologizing to them, call. Just call. Don't wait for them to ask you to. Denton, Griggs, and Pyle. They don't scare easy. They've heard everything. They will believe you. Untie your shoes before bed tonight. Not for comfort, for separation. All right, back to Russell Cream.
Spooky, huh? Hope that doesn't happen to me.
No, that's I
just actually made a fresh pair of shoes right before the show.
Ooh, are they heavy?
I didn't put them on yet, but I might not.
Well, be careful out there.
Thank you, my friend. So,
yeah.
Now that we got that,
yeah,
it's time for our ad game. Sammy Daddy, you want to take it away?
Yeah, I'd love to. So you just heard an ad.
Right.
And advertising is everywhere, and it's become more and more prominent in professional wrestling, right? Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
You know what I'm talking about, people?
I would tend to agree with that.
When I was thinking about this, I thought that there's actually been matches that were sponsored, and the sponsorship had something to do with the match. Do you remember when there was a zombie lumberjack match?
Yes.
Yep.
And it was for
a Netflix original movie.
And it was called Army of Darkness?
Of the Dead. Yeah, it was fine. Batista was in it. Whatever. But they had lumberjack match that The Miz got ate by zombies at the end at. On like a pay-per-view, I think.
And he came back, but not as a zombie.
No, which is weird. AEW did it as well.
Fucking around with a vampire.
You remember when...
Of sorts.
Who's a vampire?
Danhausen's kind of a vampire.
Vampire adjacent, I guess.
That's fair. Yes, I would... Yeah. But anyways, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No. I was just going to say, do you remember when AEW had the Texas Chainsaw Death Match for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre Championship?
Yeah, the belt was cool, though.
The belt was, it looked like a created belt.
It was very,
that somebody
very
would use in the thing. But it was, it was just Leatherface on a belt, I think, kind of, right?
I think you're right, yes.
And the other one was the Bray Wyatt and LA Knight match. They had that Mountain Dew Pitch Black match.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I think a lot of people don't like it. I thought visually there was some really cool stuff that happened.
Yeah, I've seen like videos.
It's a little weird.
It looked like it was all right.
It was like extreme bowling.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. But it was fine. Yeah. I enjoyed it. Anyway, so that's just to kind of bring up how much advertisement has come into wrestling over the past however many years that's been.
Word.
And now, like, WWE has the stickers on the tables that say Slim Jim, and as you heard, a lot of the complaints with WrestleMania had to do with that there was, I don't even remember what the numbers were, but X amount of time was ads.
Yeah.
And it was a very large sum of what happened. So... You and me like to stay ahead of the game.
I know that.
So we're going to tell all the creamers what they, not only what's going to get sponsored in the future, but who's going to sponsor it.
Hell yeah, man.
And Well, I'm just going to, do you mind if I just do one to give an example? It was the example I told you when we had this idea. I thought it would be funny if the referees, all referees in every company, they just have a little patch for lens crafters. Kind of play into it. Let's have some fun.
I'm a blind referee.
Yeah, I'm making a little money, having a little fun.
Exactly.
Good for them. And they get free glasses. Because think about that. Instead of having a ref take a bump, they have his glasses break.
That's, and then he's reaching around for him like Velma.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just doing that for, yeah. So there you go. Something a little different. Think about that one, wrestlings.
My first one that I did was the Louisville Slugger sponsoring the show and then logo going on Sting's bat. Now, I have to say, I put some stuff that's not really necessarily current WWE in here because I'm
not familiar.
And I didn't want to do it about AEW because they don't have those things.
I did it about other things.
Oh, yeah, they don't even have referees anymore.
Nope, it's all robots. It's all AI.
ChatGPT. ChatREF, they call it.
No, I tried to think of everything. It could be old stuff.
Okay, cool.
I was trying to think of something for Radio Shack to sponsor, but I couldn't come up with anything that I thought was really good.
I like that idea, though. What about...
All right, well, chew on that one while I tell you what. Do you want to know what they're gonna, who's going to sponsor the gorilla position?
Gorilla Glue.
No, oh, that's good. You can do that one if you want. But no, I have the World Wildlife Fund, WWF, sponsoring the gorilla position.
That would be hilarious.
I think that would be funny to see WWE sponsored by WWF.
That would be so funny.
I don't think they're friends. Maybe they're friends now. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I that would be great. My next one.
Yeah, give me one.
Neosporin Burn Relief logo goes on Kane's mask.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
That's how you just solved it's not brewed but not poured, but you just solved like, hey, I thought Kane was all burnt up. How come he looks like kind of normal?
Right.
Because of Neosporin.
Yeah, that's Kane's whole career was an ad for Neosporin burn relief cream.
Is that what it is? Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm. I just
decided. Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah, man.
Well, I don't know. I was thinking about making stuff up.
They funded his campaign.
You really?
Oh, yeah.
You know Jim Cornette?
I know of him.
He's got a podcast?
Yeah, the Jim Cornette Experience.
Yeah, do you want to know the Jim Cornette Experience presents? And I feel like anybody could do this, but I feel like AEW should do it, and that's how they become friends.
Okay, let's hear it.
They just have an Outlaw Mud Show match and just fucking lean into it.
Yeah.
And it has to be sponsored by Jim Cornette.
So it has to be outside in the mud. Is there
has to be some sort of mud involved. And I thought like a lot of run-ins and comedy acts, like just a lot of crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah, man. That would be awesome. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, you know what's funny is like...
You thought that was...
When he says that things are an outlaw mud show,
yeah.
Randy Savage Macho Man, right?
Heard of him.
His father's promotion was an outlaw promotion.
Yep.
Because it wasn't a part of the NWA. And, I think more people know who fucking Randy Savage Macho Man is than Jim Cornette. I think Randy Savage Macho Man is more inspirational to any of the people in the wrestling business than Jim Cornette. I don't think it's that big of a deal to be an outlaw.
Yeah, but maybe it's the mud show that gets them.
I'm a mud man. You know, I say you got.
Say you're a muddy boy.
I am, man. I say roll that. I'm gonna roll around in that.
In that mud.
In that mud.
Like a little piggy.
Got mud butt.
From the mud, or you already had it before you got in the mud?
Let's move on. Next question.
Next question is, hey, what do you got sponsoring what in the future?
I've got Rode sponsoring the mics and just put the Rode logo on there. That was not funny or anything like that, but that one just makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I think that's good for both sides, and that's what you want.
That's right. What's your next one, Mr. Man?
Oh, my next one I wrote down is, you went to AEW?
You bet.
Was it all filled up? Was everybody there?
Yeah. That was
really
it was,
even
yeah,
on the hard camera surprised. Side.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was
on the side that you would see, and I thought the other side would be like emptier, but it wasn't.
Well, that's good because the AEW hard cam side is going to be sponsored by Spirit Halloween.
that's really funny. Did you make that up, or did you see somebody say that or something?
I think I made it up.
That's awesome.
Did somebody say that before?
I don't think so, but it's just like, well, how did you think of that? Not that you don't think of good things, but it's just, that was good.
Because I kind of just looked around my house, and there's Spirit Halloween stuff.
Okay.
Like, all the time, that's all the time decorations, or not decorations. What do you call shit in your house? Decorations?
Decor?
Yep, it's all time decor. It's like it's not Halloween decor, because like my kids like it, or it looks cool, or whatever. So I see that stuff, I thought Spirit Halloween, and then I thought, what's empty?
Rad. Oh, that was good. That was a good one.
There you go. That's the look inside the mind of a comedic genius.
My next one is the final one that I have that's based on a specific wrestler.
Okay.
Vaseline, and you put the logo on Goldust's chest.
Ooh. Yeah. I feel like he would be able to work Vaseline into that.
Oh.
Quite easily.
Oh, I think so. He would work it into his
just
mask.
Like with nothing. Like it's nothing.
Yeah.
Good for him. That's a good one. It's gross, but it's good.
Thanks, man.
I got a cute one.
I love cute stuff.
You want
stuff.
A cute one? Are you familiar with the WWE Speed Championships?
Yes.
Okay, you know what they are?
Yeah, like the
matches. I think it's only on NXT now. But yeah, so the matches are 5 minutes or less, huh?
I thought they were just on Twitter.
Well, I think it was on Twitter, but I think it's only like... it might still only be on Twitter, but it's NXT guys only instead of main roster people, I think. Okay. I think. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Like Ricochet and Andrade had it.
Ricochet was the first champ. I remember Candice had the women's one for a little bit.
Okay.
And then they went vacant or something. I don't remember. Dragon Lee was a champion.
People hate that belt.
Yeah.
But they have a belt like that in Stardom.
It's fine. It's I don't know. I've never ever, I guess I don't have Twitter.
And everybody, well, I only bring
and
that
if I did,
Stardom.
No, I'm just saying, and if I did, I don't even know if I'd go out of my way to watch it, but if it was, like, on the actual shows every week, fine, do that. I'd almost prefer that, because then, I mean, I know that was what people were complaining about for WrestleMania, which is different than, like, Monday Night Raw. Throw that on a Monday Night Raw, and then I don't have to have a commercial in the middle of the match. Just then there you go, one whole match I got to see.
Yeah, that's true. And your match count would go up one little more every time.
Maybe. But so you've heard of these. 5 minutes or less, you defend the titles.
Yes.
So I have them sponsored by the store Five Below.
Ah, that's good.
Because I was looking around my house.
And you had Five Below.
And there you go. And I counted to five.
That's good, man. I should have looked around my house.
I like that one.
No, that one's great.
You just have boxes from your move.
Well, we did.
That would have been so boring. Sting's Bat brought to you by boxes.
Yeah. But whatever. My next one, though.
Give it to me.
The logo. First, I'll tell you, the logo is going to be on Undertaker's urn.
Mm-hmm.
And the company is Yeti.
I don't know why, but that's really funny.
Thank you. Keeping his
ashes. I really want that.
Keeping his ashes cold like he wants them to be.
Yeah, I guess so. That's funny. Picturing it, and I'm picturing like the little ones and big ones.
So you're supposed to take this character seriously, and then there's like a fucking logo on his.
Well, you know, if they did it, every time he held it up, it would be facing the camera, like he would be holding it that way specifically. Yeah, sure. It'd be perfect.
It would be great.
I kind of wish he can do that again. I don't think he likes doing that anymore.
Yeah, I don't think
he likes riding his motorcycle.
Yeah, he likes riding his motorcycle and talking.
You want to go into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. How about you go into the hall?
Somebody's going to turn him down. It's going to happen one of these times.
What if he just did? That would have been funny.
No, I'm not ready.
Yeah, no,
I was actually, that was a good AJ.
People on the internet were right. I'm going to AEW.
Yeah, you guys didn't hear?
Yeah.
You didn't read it?
Duh, Undertaker. But what's your next one?
Oh, my next one? You know WrestleCon, the big convention they have wherever WrestleMania takes place, and it has a lot of legends and indie guys and has-beens. And soon the will-be's. I think WrestleCon is going to get a new corporate sponsor, and I think it's going to be TKO. And then TKO, you ready? This is a big prediction, too, not just a sponsorship, but what they're going to do with it. They're going to take, you know how they do, it's not Access, World, WWE World, is that what it's called?
I think so.
You know what I'm talking about? Whatever their convention is. They're going to have their convention, and then in the middle of that convention, they're going to put WrestleCon so that you have to buy a ticket to their thing to go to the other one.
Oh, my God.
So WrestleCon will still be around, and it'll only be WWE Legends. and TNA people.
Okay. And who's in charge of this, you said?
TKO. TK. TK.
Dang it.
Tony Khan.
I pushed these too hard.
Tony Khan.
That's a good one, and it's hilarious, but especially because, I mean, that WWE is the most corporate it's ever been right now.
It's weird.
Yeah, I mean,
should we get a?
We thought it was corporate all along, and now it's like, man, this is way worse. Like, way.
Should we use?
Because I know you like it, but like, it's
no, it's way worse. Just at those aspects of it, it's weird.
Yeah, but you still like the wrestlers and stuff like that. It's not like you're insulting.
Well, yeah, it's nothing against the people doing all the work. It's just against the people deciding everything.
You just don't like him.
Braun Baker's fine.
You don't like Seth Rollins. You just hate. Screwed it up. Anyway,
you just hate him. Uh-huh. You're right. You figured me out.
My next one, super simple.
Give it to me.
Easy to get to in your mind.
Let's do it. Give it to me.
Home Depot.
Okay. That's
the logo on Triple H's sledgehammer.
And he could have the theme song. I'm figuring out how to get that in there. Dun, 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 dun. You know, the Home Depot thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I want that song in there somehow.
His name is going to be changed from Hunter Hearst Helmsley to Hunter Home Depot Helmsley.
So you want his name to be Hunter Home D? No. Yeah, there we go.
Uh-huh. It took me
Home second. Home Deep. See, I'm trying to help on those now.
No, that was good.
And they hit the Undertaker's dong.
I thought you were gonna say I forgot to say for the Yeti urn. I thought you were gonna say they're gonna put his dong on the Undertaker's dong.
Duh.
Anyway. So Home Depot is going to do the sledgehammer?
I heard somebody say no doy earlier, and I was like, wow, I haven't heard someone say that in
That's
forever.
That's good.
I'm going to say that again.
Were they seven?
Back. No, it was a grown adult. It was a British. It was a WrestleTalk guy.
Oh, it just got over there.
It might have not been him.
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah, it just got over there. Yeah.
In Futurama, when the aliens from Omicron Persei 8 would come
they're
down.
They're watching that show. Earth,
and they'd be like, we just now get television broadcasts from 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
A single white female lawyer. It's like that, but with England. So they come over here and they go, I want to see whatever. No doy. No doy, 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 oy. You get it.
Yeah, but I don't.
That's why they say it.
And then that's why it went away. Got you, motherfuckers.
All right, well, what's your next one, Mr.?
Where am I at? I don't know if this one works or not. Maybe you can help me make it work, but it felt right.
Okay.
It felt right enough to write it down on my list. Michael Cole, you know him.
I know him, yeah.
He's been around forever. I want him sponsored by Axe Body Spray.
Okay. Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. I don't really have. Okay. I mean, maybe when he's got a, you know, when they show them at the table and they got to promote like Mountain Dew and they hold up their Mountain Dew.
Yes.
Like maybe since it's body spray, he's got a.
That would be so funny.
I don't know why, and because I feel like Michael Cole would overdo it on purpose too, like spray, like make sure you could see it so much, and he'd be coughing and. But yeah.
Okay, we got to make this work. Okay, there's bod. Maybe if we change which body spray it is, that we could think of something bod. Remember that?
Yeah, it was in the spray bottle.
Tag would work for wrestling, but Michael Cole's not a wrestler. Well, I guess he's undefeated.
He wrestled once. Yeah, I was gonna say it, but it feels wrong, and I don't like it.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, no, it's not your fault. You didn't do it.
I wish there was like a one called Streak or something like that.
I was thinking about his soul patch. Remember he had his little soul patch going?
Oh my god!
Yeah,
man, that was fun times. But no, that, I don't even care how it makes sense. I just want that to happen.
No, it doesn't have to make sense. No, why is Slim Jim the sponsor of their tables?
That's true. There's nothing slim or gym.
Oh, wait, because you snap into a Slim Jim. Never mind. Oh,
that's actually pretty cool.
Fuck,
actually,
that is good. Wow, you guys did nice. I'm glad it was that.
Yeah.
Shit.
They'd be winning this game if they were playing.
Is that for real? Or did I just make that up?
I don't know. I never heard of it. I just thought it was random, but you said it, and it sounds like it was.
They've had to have said that on TV before, and it was just in my brain somewhere.
I feel like you made it up.
I did make it up.
I'm not going to Google it.
And that's how you get into the mind of a creative genius.
Creamers, why don't
is that
you
what I said?
Below? Yes.
Comedic genius.
Oh. Creamers, why don't funny. You go in the comments and let us know, is that what they said about the tables?
Who? What did that?
My next one.
Yeah, give it to me.
LinkedIn.
All right.
Sponsoring Edge's entrance.
Just the entrance?
So Edge's entrance is brought to you by LinkedIn. You think you know me professionally.
Oh, they kind of switched your thing up. I like that.
Thank you, man.
Oh, I got one you're going to like.
I like liking things, so I'd like to hear it.
Zack Sabre Jr., you know him.
I know him. He's a socialist, he's British, and he's a vegan.
He does submissions.
He's a dom.
So I got him, because I was trying to, I kind of worked backwards, and I thought of the sponsor first.
That's okay.
And this was the one that came to mind, because I couldn't think of anybody else. But he's sponsored by Twister.
Because he twists people's twists
you up. Because I thought, and then you could do something with, like, he'll put your, or like, all right, right foot red, and then he puts somebody else's foot on red.
Right.
That's the commercial. This is the commercial.
Yeah.
And then, okay, left arm green, and then he grabs her arm and puts it, And then at the end of it, it's a guy wrapped up in a completely unrealistic way, like a pretzel. That's the commercial.
That's great. And then he goes, right arm dead.
That's how it ends?
Yeah. Wow.
Is that what he says?
That's actually my favorite one of the whole show.
Well, there's still a couple more, but that's the best I got.
Well, I've got Charmin. Put the logo on Mankind's Mr. Socko.
Oh. I don't know. I don't like that because I want it to be the opposite. I don't want it to be soft. No. I like the idea, but I want Mankind's sock to be nasty, but that's what they would do.
Yeah. Damn.
Bastards.
Yeah, you're right. See, they fuck
everything. You guys, you buried Socko.
Sock.
Socko it to me.
What is that? Socko it to me.
This one I don't know. TNA, like the company?
Yeah.
I don't have, so this is more generic, so you can help me narrow it down if you want, but I just have TNA. I feel like they would be sponsored by a bowling alley. I don't know what bowling alley. I don't know if it's a local bowling alley or like a big chain bowling alley, but I just feel like a bowling alley would be the kind of thing to sponsor TNA.
That would be hilarious. But I don't know. I can't think of like the names of the bowling alley, like AFC?
So it's, well, then it's even better if AFC.
Is it AFC?
I think so.
The F stands for phenomenal.
Forensics.
That makes much more sense. Sorry.
So, yeah. I don't know. Like I said, it could be a little mom and pop. It could be Jerry's Bowling Paradise.
Okay. What if it's,
I don't know where that is. But.
What if it's Terry and Alan's bowling, and that's why they sponsor because they both are TNA?
That'd be great. They had the name first. All right, this is how it happens. They had the name first,
okay.
So they have the rights to it, but instead of getting a bunch of money from TNA and making them change their name, they say, we have to have our name first and sponsor every show forever until you go out of business, which will be never.
Right, exactly.
Because if it didn't happen yet, it's not going to happen now.
And it's high impact bowling.
Oh, yeah, and they could have like crossover stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You want to,
this professional bowler is bound for glory.
Oh, they could have so much crossover.
Look at all the sacrifice that he's made.
I'm thinking you can go the other way. Strike. Spare. You would have TNA exclusive, like when you get like a strike or a spare.
Yeah.
Those animations and screens. TNA exclusive ones.
That would be super cool.
All their best moments, but with bowling balls and bowling pins.
Oh, yeah.
This is great.
This bowler is... Slammiversary. That one actually doesn't really work. I can't think of another bowler.
Is that he's six sides of steel? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what the steel cage match was called. But the pay per view was called
Lockdown.
Yeah, and then there was Lethal Lockdown. I think with weapons hanging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who can remember?
My next one.
Oh yeah, we're still doing that.
My penultimate one, the second last one, is Big Show's fist. Sponsored by Goodyear.
That'd be cool.
Thank you, man. Yeah, he wears okay, at first I was like, Goodyear should probably sponsor Danhausen, but I think Big Show's fist is pretty big.
Yeah.
Fists.
You could do a thing like a commercial where he's like picking up a blimp. Or that would be like a billboard or like a magazine ad.
That would be hilarious.
It would just be a picture of him holding the blimp because he's so large as a man.
Right, it's like, and he's climbing up the Empire State Building.
I thought that too, but then I took that part out of it because those are helicopters.
And then it's kind of like when he first debuted, and then it would be like, "Well, it's the Big Show," and then it was like the his like entrance video was like an old film, you know?
You could do it.
Except now it's in him climbing up the Empire State.
I'm picturing more like than like King Kong, like Big Chuck and Little John. But that's from no, they're from Cleveland. You can look them up on the internet, though. Look them up on the internet.
I think you mean Little John and the East Side Boys.
Well, wherever. I don't know where they lived, but yeah.
What's your last one? Are you on your last one?
I'm on my last one. That's my last one is a man.
Whoa.
Chris Jericho.
Okay.
He's going to be sponsored by the Weather Channel because it's been around forever, and the best part is the music.
That's awesome. I don't know the Weather Channel's music, but I
You do. When they do on the eights, and it's just that like smooth jazz, fucking hit you home like really good waiting music. Okay, call waiting music. Look it up.
I am looking it up.
It's probably not trademark copywritten.
Registered. No, it's okay. Weather Channel. You know who's such a funny guy? That is Eric. Well, hold on. Let's see here. Weather Channel. This is
Eric. If you're listening, love you.
This?
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
That is really sad.
I'm not going to put it on the library music. But for what it is. And when you would see it, when you're seeing what the local weather is going to be for the next whatever.
Right, I'm not going to drive around playing those.
That's perfect. You know, because you'd fall asleep because you'd be so relaxed.
You're right. And then I would die.
And then I think Chris Jericho just came back a couple weeks ago, no? At the pay-per-view? Or right before, whatever?
Yes. Because
I saw him fight at the pay-per-view. But something happened. Oh, he's got his old song again. Right?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. People like the music part.
People do. You're right. Yeah, he doesn't have that weird whatever song anymore. He did go back to Judas. You know, it's like Jericho is when he's just being old. Like when I don't know. I hate Chris Jericho, but it's hard to hate him right now
because
he's very funny.
And it's okay.
Yeah, I know. Even though his wife is a domestic terrorist, allegedly. So the other day, Gregory Iron, you know, friend of the show, dad of the show, posts Ask Me Anything, like he always does. Wrestling, pop culture, music, hobbies. I thought I said hobbits.
He's big in the Lord of the Rings.
He's a big nerd. He's a big Lord of the Rings nerd.
Yeah, I don't know what they call them. Do they have a name?
They don't. They should be called the Fellowship, right?
Like Trekkies?
Yeah.
What's Star Wars?
I don't think they have a name.
Hmm.
I think Trekkies are the only ones, and it's probably not. I think it's derogatory, but like they own it. So Pedro, you know, the announcer, comments and says, how did Hobo Joe pass? Sorry. If you've answered this, asking as a devastated friend and fan. Now, that's obviously, I guess Hobo Joe passed away. That's very sad. Rest in peace.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I had no idea that he was no longer with us until I saw that comment. Yeah. And then you get Eric saying,
fuck.
If you could poop Skittles, would you eat your poo? Like, that's the following question. I know your friend passed away. How did he pass away? I'm sorry to bring this up. And then, if you could poop Skittles, would you eat your poop?
Yeah, I mean, the answer is yes. But, yeah, that's pretty wild that would go in that order.
I know.
I think the answer is yes, though, right? You're pooping Skittles. It's a Skittle.
Yeah, it's not poop anymore.
It's not a poop that looks like a Skittle. It's a Skittle.
Yeah, so how many times did you cry during the Hogan documentary? Are you a U.S. citizen? You sound like you have an accent. Where are you from? Where are your parents born? Was it your native language? I just love this guy's questions. They're so
That's
insane.
A lot of questions.
Would
That's
you
one
make
question.
Love? Would you make love to an Amish girl? Why do you think that the black community hates Hulk Hogan, even though he got Arsenio his job?
Jesus Christ.
I don't listen to Greg's podcast anymore.
I wasn't ready for that.
He's not a good podcaster, but I do.
Are we?
Questions. We're the number one podcast in Cleveland, Ohio, and in Portland, Oregon.
We're probably the number one podcast with one guy from Cleveland and one guy from Portland.
That's what I'm saying. And
I bet you we're not.
I stand by it. No, I think we are.
No, I bet you there's probably two podcasts better than ours. It's two guys and one's in Portland and one's in Cleveland. I bet you there's two.
It's not possible because we are the best.
I'm going to go on the Cleveland Portland Reddit. Is that a thing? Is that what people do?
I do.
I'm going to go on that. Well, you should. You're a transplant.
My final ad of the WWE ad game.
I forgot we were doing this.
Is SPF 101, or sorry, SPF 100 Banana Boat put the logo on Sheamus's trunks.
Ooh.
I know I said that was my last wrestling one earlier, but I forgot about this one.
That's okay.
But yeah, you know, Sheamus is a very pale man.
So you have a thing. So you have him doing the thing with his hand over his mouth and his tights because he can wear his wrestling trunks.
Mm-hmm.
And then a doggy's pulling it, so you see his.
Oh my god,
butt.
That is my dream, really.
But the rest of them is tan. Just in the commercial or the ad.
Yeah, we'll have to edit it in post, but that's a great ad there. What do you think, Creamers?
We did
if
it.
You had to put logos of companies onto, you know, WWE in some way or form or fashion,
anything,
they had to make sense thematically, which companies and which pieces of wrestling
stuff.
Something that you would, so.
What would you do?
Comment below.
Creamers.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
What is, for God's sakes, for crying out loud, please, for the love of God, tell me, what is the John Cena quote of the week?
If we feel physically unhealthy, what are we told to do? Change habits, get help, and put effort into recovering. Try to do the same mentally and spiritually. If you feel unhealthy, change your landscape or your connections. Ask for help and put effort into the decision to change.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
What's your match count for 2026, the year of Super Kicks?
156 matches.
That's good.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not that good. I'm going to get more than that, though, before the end of the year.
Nope.
Guaranteed.
What's your match of the week? What was this? What was this? All about all along.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with Cecil Nix. Do you know that name, independent wrestler?
No, it does not ring a bell. But if it's anything like your poem, then I'm going to be enjoying that match.
Well, guess why? Because Cecil Nix fought Abaddon.
Really?
You know Abaddon.
I am familiar with Abaddon.
And does she wrestle on Ring of Honor or something? I never see her. I don't watch very often.
I don't know. Cause sometimes I see that she's no longer contracted, but on her Instagram, her stuff all still says AEW, so I really don't know.
Oh. Well, hopefully she's having fun, whatever she's doing.
Actually, I think their pronouns are they, them.
They.
So, yes. So they are maybe contracted to AEW. We are not sure.
Well, they beat the shit out of this guy, and it was sweet.
I like that.
Well, I guess it went back and forth a little bit, whatever.
And this book's name is Cecil...
Nix.
Darkness? What is it?
No, just Nix.
Oh, like Stevie Nix's son.
It might be. I didn't get that far into it.
Whoa, dude.
I just know that that's who he fought.
Did Abaddon win?
Abaddon won.
By a landslide?
No. But they came through at the end.
Nice, took care of it.
But Abaddon's somebody I like that I don't see or haven't seen. I guess I don't make an effort to watch AEW, but...
I mean, Abaddon breaks the chain. You know what I mean?
So, it was cool to see Abaddon fighting a match.
Yeah, it is a rare thing that you don't really get to see that often.
That's my pick. It's something different. Something I haven't seen.
Yeah. What's another one?
Fuck. Another what?
I already did two... of songs by whatever the fuck... What's Stevie Nicks' band called?
Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah, I already did two Fleetwood Mac jokes. I gotta do one more.
All right, I'll wait. Wait there.
You can go your... you're going away. Sammy Daddy, you can go your own way right now because you're going over there on the other side of the room. Creamers, Sammy Daddy...
Creamer.
...taking a huge poop. And it's not Skittles. Poop. Welcome back, Sammy Daddy.
Sorry, didn't mean to leave you there. Just wanted to grab the authorized history of Fleetwood Mac.
Oh shit!
So what do you want to know?
Well, I figured it out before you got off the headphones. I just needed one more song, but I couldn't think of one, and then I got one. So
this is about them.
You can go your own way.
I heard that. I could hear it.
Go your own way.
There's a lot of pictures.
That would have been really easy to use in the song, or in the joke. Those are nice. Wasn't like everybody in the band married to each other, and then when they wrote Landslide, it was like 90 minutes long because it was all of them airing out their divorces and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Did you watch that documentary?
I meant Break the Chain, not Landslide.
Who can remember?
What's the other one, dude?
I don't know why I have that.
Oh, you're not a big fan?
No, they're sweet. I don't know. I don't know the, I can't tell you enough about it, but what you said sounds like, I'm like, yeah, I think I've heard that before.
And I find my reflection on the snow-covered hills where the landslide slows me down. Take me to town.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Creamer.
Creamer.
Yay, yay, yay.
Stevie Nicks, everybody.
Woo. My match count for 2026.
Yeah, let's do this.
Nicks.
207.
239 matches.
Fuck. That's more than what I had.
You haven't heard mine in a very long time, though.
It's been 2 weeks.
My match of the week
was
Darby Allin versus Tommaso Ciampa from Dynamite. It was the best. I think it was the best match I ever seen live.
You cried?
I didn't cry, but did you see the part where he fucking does that move off the top onto the ground?
Yes, I did see that.
When that was happening, everybody was thinking he's jumping in the ring. Yeah. And then when he's looking, but then you're like, well, he's on the outside of the ropes. How's he going to do this? And then when you see him like about to jump back, this was everybody was like in shock, but this was literally my reaction. I went,
they should have shown you on the TV.
And I Home Alone'd, dude. I touched my face like Home Alone 2.
No.
New York. But it was bonkers. And then, cause I think like the other two matches that I think are maybe could be the best match I've seen was Moxley versus Punk, just because it was insane.
When he kicked him in the head?
Yeah, when he...
He tried to kick him.
Yeah, he kicked him, but then it hurt his other foot.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah, and then when Moxley faced Naito and won the IWGP title. But that match wasn't actually, like, necessarily a good match. I just loved seeing Jon Moxley win it. So,
Doesn't matter.
So this match, though, was the best actual, like, the best match that I've ever seen in person.
The best match is the best match. It doesn't matter.
Well,
but I get what you're saying. Like, something with a little more meat on the bone.
Yeah, like, whoa. Like I was in awe.
Really, the Moxley match really, yes, it's technically a match and whatever happened. But, I mean, it was really just part of a story.
Yeah. And
or it became part of a story, I guess.
Yeah. And like his wins, the result is the thing that was memorable about it. Not necessarily the match. I mean, I guess the one where he squashes Punk is, it's really not hard to forget. It was very short.
Yeah. But I think, that doesn't.
Four moves.
Yeah.
But man, I remember you were there for that too.
I was at that one.
I mean, none of us.
Because they did it perfect because they did it at 9 o'clock. So you're like, oh, this thing is going to go fucking 40 minutes. And then it went 4, and then it was like, holy shit. Yeah, that was a good one. I forget about that.
Moxley is...
Anything I've seen from AEW in person has been awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I know I don't watch it, and I'll make jokes about them or whatever.
True.
But honestly, if you're like, which one's better? If somebody... Because you know how people know, like when people know you like wrestling, anybody listening to this will know.
Yes.
That, and they're like, they start asking you, but they're being like... Like some, everybody's like, I used to like The Rock or whatever. Like, that's fine.
Sure. They like to walk.
They're like, you remember Goldust? And it's like, yes, he's one of the most prominent figures in the history of wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Between the character and the family and all that bullshit. Whatever. Like, yes.
Yes.
So I'm trying to make fun of those people. They're trying to relate, whatever. But when there's somebody that actually like asks you a question earnestly and they want to know about wrestling, I would say the whole point of all that is AEW's better. I would say like, they're like, I really want to watch wrestling. What should I watch? I'd say, go watch AEW.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, I guess...
But WWE is better.
If you're like a lapsed fan person. Yeah. Like my uncle, he watched WrestleMania because it was on ESPN for half or whatever.
They did the first hour both nights on... one was on ESPN too, but
like,
whatever.
He was texting me about how much he just thought it was not good. And I was like, well, watch AEW.
I don't even remember what the first night was.
That's when I watched. And then, but yeah, fucking...
Somebody fought somebody.
Yeah, WrestleMania?
Yeah, I was trying to remember what the...
My uncle
was
also very confused about how there was a night one and a night two. Like, he just could not...
Oh, it's two different... It's like two different days.
He could not... I that was what I was trying to tell him.
Like, this is the first night, this is the second night.
Like, he was like, I don't understand. So they're main eventing again tomorrow? And I was like, no.
Yep, same exact show.
Main event tomorrow.
Nope, same show.
It's not the...
They get to try again. And then guess what?
All the matches are the same matches.
If the other person wins, then they have to do it again Monday night.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
oh,
but first one to win, too. Two out of three, baby. Two out of three falls, but there's a 24-hour break between each match.
So it's more like a series.
Mm-hmm.
Like a best of
like an episode, like the longest episodic wrestling series show.
That makes sense, man. That makes so much sense. But yeah, so that match, Darby versus Ciampa, my favorite match of the week. One of the best matches I've ever seen in person. Maybe the best. I can't really tell you. But
that's what we were talking about.
And it was my first time being in Portland, you know, at an AEW show. And
Portland showed up. Stay weird, AEW.
They were really, I mean, I got to do the fuck ice chant. That was fun. Got to do fuck ice and, or fuck Don Callis, fuck ice 2 chant. That was fun as well. This is also a very loud street. I feel like there's
voice I don't know what happened. What's a main street?
Oh, this big motorcycle.
Look at that big old motorcycle.
God, it was a big hot biker in leather and...
Leather.
Covered in leather and sweat. My two favorites.
It's sweaty there.
Yeah,
perspiration, humid.
It is really hot out.
It's humid.
But...
I don't know.
Creamers, why don't you let us know, what was your favorite match of the week, eh? We would love to hear it. And also,
yeah,
Sammy Daddy.
Uh-oh.
Do you have a room for Cream? And would you like to go first, or would you like to go last?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Save you for last, because you have a lot of built-up cream.
I did a lot of
cream.
I did a lot of, and you are right. Actually, you're right. I do have a lot of built-up cream in there.
Yeah.
I did a lot of research
for it,
and I was like,
we have room for it.
I was thinking, like, maybe this thing, my room for cream probably could have been a video, but.
You can do that after you do this.
That's true. I can, and I will.
No, I'll go first. A long time ago, I know on this show, maybe it was a room for cream, maybe it was just me bitching about something, but I was bitching about movie trailers. Like, how they show too much and all that kind of stuff.
I do remember.
So I feel like I did really good not watching them, and then the Street Fighter trailer came my way for the one Cody and Roman Reigns else are in. And I thought it looked pretty cool. I don't know. I'm not like, I know Street Fighter. I'm familiar with it. I've played it plenty of times. I don't know, like, the story. Like, I didn't even know there was a story.
Yeah. I would say that I'm probably more familiar with,
the movie.
Marvel versus Capcom than I am of actual Street Fighter.
Yeah, I didn't play Street Fighter as much. Like, Mortal Kombat would be the game that I, like, the fighting game that I played. We've talked about that.
Yeah, it's just...
But yeah, so Street Fighter, whatever.
Oh, cool.
But so I saw that trailer, and now, it, you know, how algorithms work now, it just tries to show me more trailers. And a lot of them I just go, whatever. Some of them I watch, whatever. But the one, they got the Jackass trailer out because they're going to make one more Jackass movie.
I watched that yesterday, actually.
Me too. Or today. I don't remember. Earlier today or yesterday. Whenever.
It might have been today. I don't know.
And
long day.
I just always really liked those shows, and I that's what I was going to be when I grow up.
Jackass.
I think I'm too old. Oh, it would have been, I would have loved to do
you
that.
You can
stuff.
Still be a jackass. I am
in a different way.
Do you remember at Mid Park High School, there was like these dudes made their own jackass movie, but it was called The Dingleberries?
I feel like I heard of that.
Yeah, I remember getting it. Like, it was, I knew all the guys. I wasn't really friends with any of them, but.
We tried like, oh. to, me
they,
and like, a couple
to the
friends.
Mall, like, South Park Mall jumped off the top part
that's
onto
pretty
the
good.
Bottom. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's it. I like that one. I would never do that, though. That's too much. That scares me.
They're all dead.
Well, yeah, because they're jumping from the second floor to the first floor.
Oh, that's not what... AIDS.
Oh, probably
They died from AIDS.
Yeah.
The AIDS epidemic.
That got them?
No, I'm just kidding. Nobody dies from AIDS anymore. But what did you and your jackass...
People die from being jackass.
Whoop.
No, we used to tape stuff, too, back in the day. And we're like, we'll make this into a thing. And everybody did that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of weird because maybe they're full of shit, but you saw the trailer, but in case you didn't, Johnny Knoxville's like emotional in it. I feel like they show him being like sad about it ending. And there's the old clips, and that makes me. And then I start doing the nostalgia thing because I mean I probably wasn't old enough to watch that, but we watched it all the time.
Yeah, right. I think our generation watched a lot of stuff we weren't supposed to.
Yeah, it was different then. There was only so many channels; it couldn't get that bad. And then it did get bad. Actually, but watching that and wanting to do that and then seeing them be emotional and like you said, seeing the old clips, it's like, oh fuck, I'm old now too.
Yeah.
Or older, whatever.
And then you're like,
say
man,
it,
I remember
like,
when
oh,
Johnny
damn.
Knoxville was like a stud. Now he looks disgusting and he's got white hair.
No, he looks great. Does he look disgusting?
No, I'm sick. I take it back.
He is being mean. But yeah, so Jackass was fun. Did you watch it?
The trailer or the show?
Just in general. The movie's the show.
I watched a Jackass when I was a kid. And then... For some reason, like, I had this teacher who ended up being like a diddler. But before I knew that, he, you know, in my class, he was telling us like that, because I was a teen, I was a hot teen boy. He told us all that he was like, it was an English class. He was telling us sadism and masochism, you know, and he was like, if you watch that show Jackass, you're a sadist because you're being, well, you know, I don't really think that's true, but he says, you know, you're finding like violence and people hurting themselves and getting hurt to be funny or entertaining. And then I like legitimately was like, damn, I don't want to find joy in people's hurt, but I was wrong.
Yeah, that's fine. You
know, it is funny when people get hurt.
Well, there's, I don't know. It's on purpose.
Right. I know they're doing it to themselves for our entertainment.
Yeah. So they're aware of it. So and, I think it's okay.
And like I said, that guy diddles, you know, you can't,
I don't even know you who can't that take is.
His, opinion. You know, his name was Mr. What was it? Mr.
Miyagi.
I wish.
Pib.
No, Mr. Pib is good stuff. But no, I think his name was Mr. I don't know, something with an S.
Garrison.
He was a shithead.
Mr.
He's no longer with us.
Well, what got him?
Cuyahoga County Correctional Facility.
Oh, he's still alive.
Yeah, he's not with us out here. This
he's no longer with us in the free world.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant he died, but no.
No, he did not die. But
if he did, what would he have died from, though?
AIDS.
Oh, okay.
Duh. Everybody dies from AIDS.
Everyone has AIDS. AIDS. Wasn't that in the movie? Wasn't that in Team America or something?
It was.
Okay.
Yes. And then he goes, you're a Top Gun actor. We need a Top Gun actor. What do you need me to do? First, you have to suck my dick.
That's you remember great. More of it than me.
I watch it every once in a while. It holds up.
I don't doubt that at all.
Have I ever told you my story about that movie?
It rings more true today than it did 38 years ago when it came out.
When I was a kid, my grandpa, okay. I was sleeping over his house. He's like, and me and my brother and my sister were all sleeping over his house. He's like, took us to fucking, I don't know, Hollywood Video or some shit.
Hell yeah.
He says, pick out a movie. And I hadn't seen Team America, but I watched South Park.
You were familiar.
I watched this movie. So he picks out, you know, he gets it for us and we're watching it on the couch. He falls asleep, like pretty much when it just starts. And then we're watching it. And then
I feel that
he wakes up at the sex scene. And like, so he, like, I don't know how old I was, but like my siblings are younger than me. So it was just like a bunch of kids watching this puppet sex scene. It was,
it's better. It's puppet. Well, that was a fucked up one.
That was one. And then he told us about the birds and the bees.
Both?
Mm-hmm.
Not over two nights like WrestleMania.
No, he didn't. He did it old school. He did it on one night.
Ripped the Band-Aid off.
Hell of a night, I'll tell you. Long night.
Which one's a bird?
A hummingbird.
Which one's the bee? Or what kind of bee?
A honey bee. They produce honey.
All right. But who is the bird in this scenario?
My grandpa.
Who's the bee?
My grandma.
Oh, he told you about them? That's a different tactic.
He showed us.
Fucked up. You're a sadist.
He said, don't
you
look
are.
Away, boy.
That's why you're a sadist.
Yeah. He said, don't look away, boy. I need you to watch this. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we're going to move on to Wrestle Rugs, Room for Cream. Friend of the show, Wrestle Rugs. Third man, Wrestle Rugs. What do you got for us?
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Hello.
Rugs, a.k.a. the official third man, coming at you with an RFC.
What's up, three?
Boys, I've been making rugs for about 2 years now.
Hell
two
yeah.
Years, I'll nice.
But I wanted to show you what 2 years of progress looks like. Now, I am extremely proud of every rug that I've ever done.
But we're proud, too.
I love them.
I made this about 2.5 years ago. Nice Ric Flair.
Beautiful.
Woo.
Gorgeous.
That's my newest one. One of my newest ones.
That is a nice, that is really pretty, but that's really pretty.
So that's what 2 years worth of progress looks like.
Damn, brother.
So anyone who keeps pushing to get something done, keep pushing. It'll come out cool in the long run. I love you, boys.
We love you too, buddy.
Love you.
He's such a wholesome guy, man.
I thought he was going to say to fuck off at the end there.
He's not, you know. That,
I like, thought he said about pushing, but I thought they meant pushing him to get his shit done because he's busy making big old rugs and shit.
Yeah, push it real good.
But he meant keep on pushing, like keep on
pushing, push it.
Go your own way.
Push it to the limit. Yes. You can go. But no, that was a great, wholesome thing.
No, I liked it. He has positive messages.
Beautiful
and
rugs
I enjoy
for
them.
A beautiful boy.
Beautiful boy. Look at right here. I got one. You got one.
It's one of them.
I think it looks even nicer than the first day I got it. It looks even better now.
No, you know what? Now that I'm looking at it, yeah, I could say so too.
They age. They don't. I feel even like saying that they age beautifully.
Yeah, they don't age.
Is an understatement and disrespectful because they don't even age.
My understanding is part of the process is, you know, he takes that gun thingy, he makes up a little
like that.
Yeah, a beautiful noise is there. Beautiful noise, and then he fucking puts a little string on there so that you can hang it up, right? And then it's really nice. Yeah. You think that's done? That's a job well done. But then
what? Tell me.
He dips it into the fountain of youth, and then it never ages.
That makes sense, though.
Part of the process, my man.
Yeah. That's why you should pay $100 or more just to ask if he'll make one for you.
Yeah, there should be a 100-hour consultation.
There's the word. I was trying to get the consultation. I couldn't get there.
Well, my room for cream. Where'd it go? Show talking points. Okay, my
it's
room.
You now? So, I thought you were going last.
No, I'm going to do Ronnie Two Legs last.
Oh, did you hear him last week?
Yeah, I know.
What the hell wow, was, that, was really? Not ready. Kind of fucked me up for a couple days, if I can be honest.
Him fucking you up was made it funny, but like, but
I was just not ready. Oh no, I'm not mad. For Cream.
420.
Room for Cream and Russell Cream is a safe space.
School shootings. Like, oh my god.
For that kind of like, I don't know.
Remember when he called in about Chris Benoit that one time, and how he wouldn't want him in his house. I mean, just whatever it was. He's.
Oh,
right.
Is that on the live show?
Yeah, he's right.
Was he the? He. Oh man, he said Chris Benoit.
Yeah, he did. He's a Chris Benoit satyr. So, creamers.
Creamers. Recently, tell us.
Yes, comment below and
just tell us. Just tell us what to do, please.
Yeah, please.
Just general directions will be good. Go ahead.
So, I decided, 2 weeks ago, Darby Allin,
2 weeks ago,
the AEW Men's World Champion, right?
Yeah, he did.
I thought about this fact, the last three new champions of AEW World Men's World Title are all from Seattle. Because
what?
Swerve, Brian Danielson, and Darby Allin. Those are the last guys who hadn't already held it before. So,
Daniel Bryanson.
So I was like, I thought, well, I wonder what area, what city, what state, what have you, produces the most world champions in AEW? So.
You motherfucker. Yeah,
the men's title. Jericho.
This was I've had this, and I haven't been able to work it out. Not specifically AEW, but just what state has the best wrestler or cities.
Hilarious. Wow. Well.
But that you cracked the code I couldn't crack. You made it for AEW. That's the thing. Make it a little bit smaller, and then you can figure it out.
Yeah, because it's not that
It was too much before.
If it was more than that, I would not have done it.
The answer is Cleveland, anyway.
Yeah, there's zero, but...
there's zero wrestlers?
Maybe you've
heard of The Miz? Well, AEW.
Yeah.
Wardlow.
He has not been...
TNT champion.
This is world championships. So, we've got the first champion, Chris Jericho, born in New York, but raised in Winnipeg, so I'm going to count him as both. We'll give 1 point to Canada, 1 point to New York. John Moxley, the second champion, born in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, that's Ohio.
We give Ohio one.
Cleveland.
We're going to do Kenny Omega, born and raised in Winnipeg. We give Canada two.
Canada's, oh, my God.
The entire Canada is going to be one.
I noticed.
Hangman, our favorite Hangman, born in Virginia.
Virginia. So I knew that
Virginia,
one.
Virginia, one. CM Punk, born in Chicago.
Where's he from again?
You have to. I had to look it up.
Never heard.
Chicago, one. MJF, born in New York. That's two for New York. So New York and Canada tied at two.
I don't know. I was going to write this down.
Swerve Strickland, Washington one. Danielson, Washington two. Darby Allin, Washington three. Darby Allin winning the world title, with the men's world title, made Washington the winningest state for the AEW men's world title that there is. So I thought, we can't just do the men's championship. That would just be not cool. So here's the women's world title.
Oh, this is going to be...
There's more of them.
Japan. Oh, because it's new, though. I don't know, then.
Okay, so the first women's champion, Riho, from Tokyo. So we're going to do... Did I do theirs by city? Why did I make Canada its own thing and cities? and Japan isn't whatever. So
I have a guess.
I'm going to read it as I go. Is because I hate Canada?
Maybe. So,
women's world title, Riho, Tokyo 1, Nyla Rose, Washington, D.C. We give that
one. That's a hard one. That's going to be, that's tough. Because it's such a small place compared to states and countries and shit. Anyway.
True. I mean, Dave Bautista from there. Fair. Then we have Hikaru Shida. She is from Samukawa, Japan. So that's one for Samukawa.
Two for Japan.
Two for Japan. We're going to give Japan two. Then we have Britt Baker, Pittsburgh.
Punxsutawney.
Then we have Thunder Rosa, Tijuana, Mexico. Mexico one.
I was keeping track and I did it wrong.
Mom, what'd you do?
I was right. I put like Britt Baker and I'm like, well, that doesn't fucking matter. I need the state. And then I just, now I'm mad at it.
Oh.
But Japan has two. I'll keep track of that.
It's PA. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I did it stupid.
Yeah. Tony Storm, and we think of her as an Aussie, but she's
New Zealand.
Auckland, New Zealand, until she was four, and then she moved to Gold Coast, Australia.
Give it to them both.
Most of her life. I'm going to give them both. I'm going to give New Zealand one. I'm going to give Australia one.
Aye.
Jamie Hayter. She's from Eastleigh, Hampshire.
This is all over the world. That was the first England, right?
It is the first England. So we get
all over.
England, it is much more of a world championship. So England gets one.
That's all they deserve.
The next champion, Soraya.
She's from over there, too.
Norwich, England. England, two.
No
then
shit.
Then the next champion, Mariah May. London, England. England, three.
They're at three?
So just like how the men's world title had three people be the, in a row as new champions, be from the same place, the women's world title did that, too, all from England.
What about Statlander?
Chris Statlander, who was next. And she's from West Islip, New York. So that is New York, one?
I thought so.
Yeah, New York, one. And then final person on this list, Tekla from Vienna, Austria. Austria, one. So the winning...
She's from Austria?
Yes.
I had no idea.
So the winningest place for the women's world title of AEW is England.
England.
So England and Washington.
Wow. That one was fun.
Wingingest places.
That one, I felt like we were looking at a map and there was a plane going. You know what I'm saying? How they do for okay. I don't have to go any further.
Yeah, plane.
But that's what I felt like. We started in Japan and then we flew over to Nassau. I don't remember if somebody was from there. And then we went to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. And then we went down to Mexico. That was fun.
That was better
than the men's. I'm glad that you had the thought to, because of the men's, but the women's was way better.
Oh yeah, it was. There was more of them, so England.
Well, I think that's a video that you could do for other stuff.
Okay, well, you should do it too, because you could definitely sink your teeth into that. That's definitely a your kind of thing.
All right, well then I'll fucking do it.
Creamers, why don't you let me know? Where are you from? And if you're going to go for the world,
what belt did you win? Who did you ever beat?
Ooh, get him, Sammy Daddy.
Fucking marks.
And then we're going to finally end the show with Ronald Two Legs, Room for Cream. Ronnie, what you got for us?
Why do you say finally end the show?
I didn't mean to word it in that way. You know, I meant like, we're going to finally.
I'm having fun.
I didn't mean anything by it, all right? I just worded it like that. Okay, how about this? Let's just redo it. Thank you. Creamers.
Let's finally get this fucking shit over.
It's time.
Oh, that was cool. The main event.
Two Legs, the main event.
Heyo, boys.
Heyo.
It is I, Ronald Two Legs.
Oh, yeah, I know you.
The all-time number one.
Oh, yeah.
Creamsman.
Your word's not mine.
The history of
Creamsman extraordinaire.
Says you.
While being on a podcast called Nuffle Cream.
He did it.
Calling in with my rooms for cream.
I'm nervous.
Particular room this time today. Only enough room for just for one room of cream.
Okay.
And I was gonna tell you that I was I should join in on the wrestling matches. How many I've watched? Maybe,
because yes.
I've been watching so much wrestling lately.
Do it.
I watch Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw.
Okay. I get off work, I watch that. Mr. Danhausen.
Hurry it up.
On Wednesdays, I watch, the AEW.
AEW.
Nice, so that's cool.
Okay.
Dynamite.
And I've been watching TNA on Thursday nights. after I get off work.
TNA Impact.
So I got a lot of matches under my belt.
Yeah, it's too late to start now.
More than me.
No idea how many I'm at.
Yeah, that's why you don't do it.
Just guess. I can't
really give you a count. Green was. Wait. Oh, well.
Did you say forgot?
Well, get tickets for Absolute Intense Wrestling. It's coming up on May 15th. Don't forget, we have the king, the god of this shit, Nicholas Gage, will be in the house. And also the road dog, Jesse James. Your ass better call somebody.
You didn't know?
No.
Ah.
I think I did that one. Okay. All right. Hope everyone had a good 420. Sorry.
Shake metal and roll your way off the phone, buddy.
Sammy Daddy.
Hey.
I just wanted to see if I could do it.
And well, you did it.
So, sorry about that. Love you, boys. Love the show.
We love you,
everyone.
Back.
Love you all.
Yeah. Wow. Take it easy, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Sammy Daddy. Or from Sammy Daddy. Ronnie Two Legs, everybody.
Did you see all the NXT pay-per-views are going to be on the CW?
No, I didn't know that. That's cool.
They just put a deal out.
That's interesting. On the CW app.
Cool because it's on, I think, TV. On the real channel. Because the app like sucks.
It. Oh, really? It's free?
I thought so. Yeah, but there's just a lot of commercials, and it, right. You push down, and then you got to wait. And then you push right, and then you got to wait. And I understand that's like, I don't know. I just don't want to do that. If I'm going to watch something, I want the app to work like that. It's kind of like a shitty thing to care about, but fuck
it. It's not. I used to use it to watch Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I watch that on there a lot.
Great program. Rest in peace.
That's a fun one.
Rest in peace, Drew Carey.
No, he's fine. He's from Cleveland, the city that I live in.
I don't move over Parma. Was it?
Yeah. Moon over Parma tonight.
Well, that's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers. I love you, and I wish you the best. I don't know about Sammy Daddy. I'm just kidding. We love you.
And we wish you
the
best.
No, Drew Carey's really dead.
No.
I saw it, but I don't believe it. The British Bulldog has been in wrestling for 20 years, since I was 15 years old. Alex Wright, you think you can beat the British Bulldog? You're wrong. You want a chance of me? Come on and take a piece of me.